This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy!
Hi, this is Andre Smith from South Africa.
Fresh over from London, this is Judge Jules.
This is Berto Maxo, talking to you from Lebanon.
Alfredo Ferreira from Buenos Aires.
Holo Jakob from Cologne, Germany.
Ana Abdelaziz Taya, Maghribi, wa abatu lakum tahiyati al-Khalifa min Paris.
Sean Prue on 103.9 Proud FM in Toronto.
Give the world a hug, one country at a time. It's time for Global Community.
This week for Global Community from Singapore is Clarence Tay. Clarence, thank you so much for joining me today.
You're welcome.
Clarence, I was wondering if you could start off by telling us a little bit about what's big in the news and making headlines in Singapore at the moment.
Singapore is crazy right now. You know, so many things going on. You have the IR, you know, the casino in Sentosa. There are a few stuff also going on over there. So it's really, you know, crazy.
Crazy. When I think of Singapore as one of the Asian countries, I think of it as one of the more strict or disciplined countries. Would I be right in saying that?
Yes, it's pretty much. You know, it's a small little country, and things are getting very organized here, you know, our government, and you know, it's good things, you know. On the other hand, it's not, these days it's not the same as, you know, like 20 years ago, where, you know, a lot of things are very restricted, you know, and very tense. And now it's pretty much pretty open, actually.
One thing I do remember from Singapore is that chewing gum is not allowed. Is that still in place?
No, actually, I still see some people doing that, you know. People buying in chewing gum, it's okay to actually, you know, bring in just a few packs, but you can't actually bring in, like, you know, big volumes.
Okay.
Then that will be a problem.
Being, I guess, a very disciplined country, what's it like for gay people?
We are fine. We are here.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of gay people here in Singapore, and it's pretty open, actually. We have a lot of gay bars, club, massage parlor, and they are opening almost like every day a new one. It's pretty open for this. Not really any restrictions at the moment.
So there's no legislation against homosexuality in Singapore?
It's still illegal here in Singapore, but, you know, they don't really hunt you down for being gay right now.
And is the gay community still part of the bigger community, or kept secret and a bit away from the general community?
Oh, no. Actually, we are pretty open these days. In May, I'm not sure whether you heard of the Pink Dot actually happened last year. We sort of come in to form a Pink Dot in Hong Lim Park, and that's, you know, that's quite a big field, and you actually can see how big the community is, you know. And also, you know, we try to speak for our rights.
One of the big events that happens in many European countries and countries around the world, including Australia, is a pride parade.
Yes.
Is there a pride parade in Singapore each year yet?
No, not at the moment, but yeah, we hope soon.
I wanted to ask you a little bit more about gay culture in Singapore. What is the popular music in gay Singapore culture?
I think music-wise, it's pretty much, you know, the same, you know. We listen to all kind of music. You know, the most popular one.
When I've spoken to other people in the past few months in countries such as India and Taiwan, different Asian countries like that, there seems to be an influx as time goes on of Western culture kind of seeping in and taking over cultures that are already in the country. Is that a case in Singapore as well?
Yeah, in the way, yes, pretty much. But we still have our own identity. In Singapore, you speak also, you know, the Singlish, and that's something different.
Yes, yeah. Explain to me a bit more about Singlish.
Well, Well, you know, it just adds something at the end, you know, where you speak a sentence. I don't know, like, how are you, la, and, you know.
Yeah, it's just got the Singapore touch to it, hey?
Yeah.
I like it.
It's very difficult for somebody to, you know, to come in and try to use this stuff, you know. Yeah.
You work as a travel agent in Singapore. What's it like for other gay people around the world traveling to Singapore?
I'm not sure whether people do have, because of the news reporting how strict Singapore is, and, you know, they probably would think that there are no gay life in Singapore, but that's not true. We, you know, every weekends, the bars, the clubs are all full with people, and long queue to get in there, and, you know, so there are a lot of things actually to do here in Singapore for being gay.
And in your personal experience, which countries do other people come from that are gay?
Actually, all over the world. You know, if you go to the bar during the weekends, you can see a lot of tourists and also expatriates who actually live here in Singapore and works here. And they are from everywhere.
We've got Australians that are always looking at new destinations to go and travel to for their next holiday. Why should they choose Singapore?
Why they should choose Singapore? Well, we are so close. You know, Singapore is not very far away from Australia. And we have a lot, you know. The gay life in Singapore is, I would say, it probably similar to Perth, to Melbourne, and maybe a bit Sydney, you know. But otherwise, yeah, I mean, it's pretty much the same.
Well, Clarence, it's been fascinating talking to you and learning a little bit more about Singapore, and to find out that, you know, it, as time goes on, it's getting a bit more relaxed and I can bring my chewing gum. That's good news.
Clarence, thank you. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Ginny from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning into one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and the Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.